Coming up on the official Celtic FC podcast, former Celt Charlie McGrew reflects on his Celtic journey and looks forward to pulling on the hoops again.
If I could give any quality a young lad coming through now, it'd be resilience, because it's going to make you a career or make you a Celtic player. Or
this is the official Celtic FC podcast.
So Charlie, the first thing I wanted to just chat with you about, obviously you've signed up for the charity game in May the 26th, the Celtic Legends against the Borussia Dortmund Legends. How much are you looking forward to that game and getting back out at Celtic Park?
Oh, absolutely buzzing for it. I got the text. As soon as I got the text, I realised that I remember just got the memories flood back of playing at Celtic Park and the occasions, and a lot of excitement for me to go back there and be involved in it. It's an honour to be asked, and I just can't wait for the game.
Because it feels like a bit of a kind of class reunion when you look at all the, obviously, Bruni's the captain, then you've got yourself, Joe Ledley, Sean Maloney, Artur Bojic is coming back as well, Emilio's coming back. There's plenty of guys that you were teammates with, so that, as much as playing the game, must be great for all you guys.
Aye. It'd be great to see all these guys. Good memories with them, and we'll get a laugh. And as I said, to be part of that game and part of that atmosphere again and get back there is amazing. But also to see these people who you came through with, had relationships with, played big games with, still keep in touch with a lot of them. So it'll be great times, and I'm all looking forward to it. But it's mad when you think of the names and how long ago it was. I think time just flies.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary Hooper, who's going to be playing as well, and I think the day of the games, the 11th anniversary, the 3-0 Scottish Cup final against Hibs, he scored twice, and then you think, that's 11 years of just combined in the blink of an eye.
That's it. I mean, the memories come up on Twitter and stuff, and it's crazy. 10 years, 12, I think it's 12 years since we won the league at Rugby Park, with the three stands are full with Celtic fans, and that came up the other day. You talk about that game 11 years ago, and it's just, I mean, 10, 11, 12 years, it just flies by. Great memories. I remember that game you're talking about, the Scottish Cup game, we were wearing the black strips that day.
Yeah.
I remember it. Aye, great memories. As you say, it flies in, and 1 minute you're playing finals, and then next minute it was 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Is it one of those things, because quite a lot of times when you're talking to players, even if you've just been spent 2, 3, 4 seasons together, there's a kind of, because of the type of a job it is, I suppose, and the intensity, kind of friendships and real bonds form, and even if you don't always keep in touch every week, there's just something about that time, because of what you're having to do for each other and what it means to be teammates and players in a team.
Well, first of all, you're a group of 15, 20 players that are going through the exact same thing at the exact same time, in terms of the pressure of playing for Celtic, the pressure on winning games, the feeling of not getting great results and then getting really good results, the highs and lows of these emotions, the fears you have inside of maybe taking a bit of stick for the fans sometimes, or getting the applause of the fans, and you go through all these feelings, and it's of course you've got something, you've got a bond there and something in common, and you're all fighting together for the right cause. And when good results do come and you win titles and stuff happens, it's a great feeling, because you only truly know what it took to get there. So yeah, you're right. There's always that bond, and you'll always have that for the rest of your life. It really is good to look at it that way.
Yeah, because one of the things that strikes me, especially when I talk to quite a lot of your teammates, and because they always, you know, when people talk about who was the joker on the team and who had a great sense of humour, your name always comes up. But what strikes me is that, like, you enjoyed playing. You know, obviously, as you talked about, there's pressures there, particularly playing for Celtic. You have to win every single game. You're trying to win every trophy. But while you're there, it kind of got that sense that you loved being a footballer. You loved everything about it, as well as the pressure, the fact that there's that camaraderie and the fact that you could have a good time with your mates.
Oh, I loved it, man. I loved it. I was speaking to my son the other day about it. He said something about off the field, the footballs, the sacrifices, is it worth it? Or something along those lines, he said to me. And I said, it's amazing. Like, being on that pitch and being involved in that is something I dreamt of being a kid. to beat Celtic. You speak about being the joker there. I loved it. I mean, it was so happy getting to work every day. That showed by the way we played, by the way we won titles. It's just a great feeling. I mean, it's when it's serious, it's time to be serious. But it's important you have fun, because if you're not having fun, then what is success? If you're not enjoying it, then what is success? And don't get me wrong, there's hard times in amongst that, but that makes the good times even better. And to be a Celtic player, to be a footballer at a decent level, I think you need resilience. And I think that definitely Celtic, there's highs and lows, and you need to be resilient to get through these times. And no, it's amazing. I loved getting there every day, training with the lads, and then playing games was amazing, and getting results and pleasing the fans, and just being that togetherness with the fans and players and everybody, staff, was great.
Yeah, because kind of like, because Scott Brown was a bit the same of like, again, I've spoke to him about it before, like there was a time when you could have a laugh, but once you stepped over that white line, whether it was at training or whether it was in a game, you're a professional, and so you're training the way you're playing, and I kind of get that feeling that was the same with you.
Exactly. I mean, it's not, to be honest with you, I didn't enjoy it if it wasn't serious when you crossed that white line, or training wasn't serious. If ever there was a day in training where, which was very rare, where maybe there was, it wasn't as serious, or people on your team wasn't as serious, or something, there was a moment in training where things weren't right and totally professional, I hated that. It wasn't as enjoyable. When you do it right and you do it professionally, you do it properly, that's the most enjoyable way to play and train. And then after that, you can laugh and joke, and it's being aware you're a professional, but also having enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
But that's really important. That making sure it's bang on when you step over that white line. And as I say, that's the only way to enjoy it as well. Because when you're doing it properly, you're doing it well, and that's how you enjoy it.
And I'm guessing, I mean, it might seem a bit obvious, but that's probably why you had the career you had and how you were in the game for so long. Because at a certain point, if you're not taking it seriously, regardless of where you are or whether you're playing, it's never going to last.
Oh no, never. I mean, it's got to be taken seriously, because I'm a big believer on what you do in the training pitch. It creates habits, and then your habits on a Saturday. So if you turn up, if you do it properly all week for a long period of time, you'll turn up on a Saturday, and there might be a Saturday where you're feeling under the weather or something just not quite right, but you'll fall back to your habits. And what is your habits, and what have you done every week in training? And I'm a big believer in that. So it's really important that every single pass, every single thing you're doing in the training ground is done with 100% intensity, or as close to as you can, to create the habits for games.
Yeah. Do you think as well, you know, and you've probably been asked this before about that, you know, every player that comes through at Celtic, you know, they all have their own journey. So, you see it now, you know, James Forrest went straight into the first team, Callum had to go away on loan, you know, there's other players that, and you were the same, that you left and had to come back. Do you think that made you more appreciative, or even just that experience of being away means, you know, I need to, as you say, you need to be on that every single day, because this is where you want to be?
Yeah, but I think when you mention James Forrest there, and you mention all the players, it's important to remember that, I mean, on paper, James Forrest looks like he's had a smooth journey into the first team, right through the youths and right through the reserves and right into the first team. But I think every single player's, as you say, journey's different. But what's the same with every single player is they have their setbacks and they need to be resilient. So resilience is a huge thing. If I could give any quality a young lad coming through now, it'd be resilience, because when you're going, even if the smallest disappointments are the biggest disappointments, it's how you respond to them is what's going to make you a career or make you a Celtic player. Or if you look at my journey personally, I went in loan, I got sent in loan when I was 19, I came back and then I got let go and went to Wolves. And then I go to Wolves for a swap deal for Lee Naylor. Then I go to Wolves. Doesn't go well for me at Wolves. And then I ended up coming back to Scotland. A loan moved down south, went all right, back to Scotland, played for Aberdeen. And then I come back into the team. Then I come back to Celtic a free, sorry. So my journey's one of a lot of setbacks to get there. But then if you look at James, you would say, no, he would come straight through and it was smooth for him. But I'm sure, and I've spoken to James about this, I'm sure there was setbacks for him, bad spells, not playing well, long spells maybe on the bench, not playing. Kieran Tierney's one that comes into my mind as well. He wasn't getting a game for the reserves at one stage.
Yeah.
There was players ahead of him, all of a sudden he trains with the first team and that's how he gets his chance. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's no slight on the coach that didn't play Kieran Tierney in the reserves. That's just a coach's opinion on who should play that game or who's in a good spell. But also, you could argue Kieran Tierney needed that setback to get where he is. You know, if you don't have these setbacks and these failures, you can't grow. And I'm a massive on that resilience. There's no clear way to the first team. I mean, I go back to my journey. Once I got back to Celtic at 24-year-old, like, I couldn't believe, I dreamt of playing for Celtic all my life, something I wanted to do, and I came back there, and the journey back there was one I thought, I never ever seen that to be the journey, but it just shows you that it can be anyway, and I was really appreciative to be there, and yeah, over the moon.
Yeah, that's probably like, you know, you're saying that resilience is the quality you would give to any young player, that's probably some of that's probably just in you. Because, you know, you'll know yourself over the years, there's been players that you think, well, they've got the talent to get there, they've had setbacks, and then some deal with it better than others. And, you know, maybe it is, if you look at all those players or any professional footballer, they're probably common things, but that's maybe just part of who you are.
Yeah, it maybe is. I mean, it's just hard to put your finger on where you get that resilience from or where any footballer gets it from, but... I think it is an important message. If it's one quality you could give to a player, take away technical ability, take away everything. Obviously, you need to have a certain amount of ability.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing you could give a player with ability or with a certain amount of ability, is resilience. It's a great quality to have, and one where the determination to come back. And then what I noticed when I retired at 37-year-old is, hold on a minute, there's never a smooth part of the journey. So even at 37, I'm player coach at Dundee United, and I'm pulling the manager to ask why I'm not playing in the team. And I'm having disappointments and annoyed, sitting on a Saturday night, annoyed that I've not played on the Saturday, coming in on the Monday, having to respond and try and be the best player in training to show him that you should be playing on the Saturday. And it's not until you retire, you'll go, hold on a minute, that's been 21, 23, 20, whatever, how many years I've done that. To the age of 11, 12, and that's what the whole game is. I mean, there's never a smooth journey, and I'm sure even if you look at the best players in the world, they'll have setbacks in their time because, as you say, you need these setbacks to get there.
Yeah. You know that way when you're talking to players when they're playing, and they're always, you have to just focus on the here and now and the next game. But see, once you do decide to hang up the boots, is that when you are able to sit back, not just even think about your journey, but just have you been able to sit back and go, that was pretty good what I did?
You do a bit, and then there's a bit of you that goes, oh, if I'd just done this, if I'd just done that, or if I'd known what I know now and how to deal with stuff psychologically better than at this age, if I could have dealt with that better at a younger age, things could have been better. Of course, you look back and you think, geez, oh, I mean, I grew up doing it to play for Celtic. Had 6 great years there. I had even before that, when I was younger, coming through, had great times there with great people. Tommy Burns and people like that. So amazing times. I do look back and go, aye, that was good times. But you also look at the bit and go, right, could have been better? Could this have been better? I'd love to have my mindset now to be able to deal with some of the setbacks that I had.
Yeah. I think probably anybody in any walk of life, they would love to go back with the maturity they have now to when they're younger. But you kind of said earlier on, which I think is a really good thing, is you loved it. You know, even the setbacks, the hardships, the disappointments, aye, the highs and lows, you loved it. And I think that's important, for, you know, particularly given what you've had to do physically and psychologically to get to where you are, to be able to say that you loved it is, I think it's a great thing.
I did love it. I absolutely did love it. And this old saying, isn't it? If you do a job you love, you'll never work another day in your life. And that's truly how I felt about football. And that's no saying that there wasn't hard times. Of course there was. There's hard times in anything you do. But you need to face these times and go through them and know that they won't last forever. And that's what I did, and I love my time, especially at Celtic. What I mean, as I say, I've said it a million times, dream come true. And yeah, every day was like, especially having had to go away to come back, I never took it for granted.
Yeah, so I suppose a lot of those memories when you play this charity game, pulling on the hoops again, running out at Celtic Park. You mentioned it right at the very start. That's when all the memories of those 6 years come flooding back, I suppose.
100%. I'm looking forward to it. I played in Bruni's testimonial. That's when I went back. I went back there in 2017 or 18. Bruni's testimonial, and I gave Ireland a goal. So hopefully, hopefully there'll be none of that this time.
See, I was wondering if there's extra pressure on you because you're not long retired. If the other players looking at you going right,
you're the runner.
You be the runner.
I know. I was never a runner when I played, so I don't know. I hope they remember that.
Because the other thing as well, and I mean, you'll obviously, as a Celtic fan, as much as anything else, be really aware of the kind of the charitable aspect of the club, the fact that it's raising money for the foundation, which as Celtic fans, as much as anything else, that's such a big part of who we are as a club.
That's amazing. I mean, Celtic have always been amazing in the charity work, and the foundation does amazing stuff in the community and all around Britain and the world. So it's amazing to raise that money and be part of raising that money for the foundation. It's a real honour.
Yeah. And what about yourself? What's next for you? I know that you're not long retired, but you want to still be involved in football. I'm guessing you still feel you've got so much to offer the game in the next stage of your career.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about coaching, so I really want to help people and give across my ideas and pass on my experience and give a bit back to the game. I feel that the stuff that I spoke about earlier, the side of the game, the psychology side of the game and the mental side of the game, I feel like I can help kids with that, help adults with that, and teach them how to deal with these setbacks and make normalise the fact that there's a lot of fear and a lot of nerves going into games and just normalise it and have a team that plays on the pitch that's turning up every day that loves it, knows exactly what their job is, but goes and plays free and just goes and enjoys herself and entertains, because that's what the game's all about.
Right, we'll look forward to seeing what you're doing next in your career. But before that, we're looking forward to seeing you on May the 26th with some of your former teammates. It'll be a good Celtic day, I think.
Can't wait. I look forward to it.